Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
Both the Old Testament and the New lay great stress on the importance of right thinking. Solomon expressed that truth very succinctly. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs 4:23. The King James Version does not use the word think in the following verses. But the term set your affection is from the Greek word phroneo, which means to think. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we also appear with him in glory. Colossians 3:1-4. From these verses and from many others, we should have no difficulty discerning just how important right thoughts are in the Christian's life. Paul urged his Philippian readers to think about those things which are just. The word rendered just, dikaia, means right or righteous. The word is used 81 times in the Greek New Testament. A few uses of the word may help us to understand the term better. Paul informed the Galatians, "For as many as are under the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone who continues not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident. For the just, or righteous, shall live by faith." Galatians 3:10-11. Incidentally, the word justified in the preceding verse is the verb form of the word we are examining. The word justified means to declare righteous or just. Paul admonished children, "Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." Ephesians 6:1. The author of Hebrews uses the same word when he speaks of Abel. "By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaks." Hebrews 11:4. One more example will have to suffice. John the Apostle wrote concerning Jesus Christ the righteous, "He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but also for the sins of the world." 1 John 2:1-2. Did you know that there are teachers in the religious world who say that we are declared righteous in the sight of God simply because of what Christ accomplished on the cross? Christ's righteousness, these teachers say, is imputed or counted to us, and we are declared righteous even before we obey the gospel. There is a serious problem with that teaching. It simply is not true. There are a number of passages which show conclusively that the doctrine of imputed righteousness is not a biblical concept. But I shall mention only one. The Apostle Peter was commissioned to go to the house of Cornelius to preach the gospel for the very first time to a Gentile. When Peter learned what was transpiring, he opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he who fears God and works righteousness is accepted with him." Acts 10:34-35. If righteousness is imputed to human beings without their believing and obeying the gospel, why did Peter speak of working righteousness? Did not Peter know that human beings cannot earn their salvation? My friends, you know he did. He was not encouraging the Gentiles to earn their salvation, but he was telling them that there were works of righteousness they had to perform. And that, dear friends, is the teaching of the New Testament. Thank you, and may God bless you.